You're with SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. Israel reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza and extended the Strip's permitted fishing zone on Wednesday morning after several days of rare calm along the border. Hundreds of trucks full of goods entered the Gaza Strip throughout the day. Israel closed the crossing on July 9th to everything but food and medical equipment following weeks of violence along the border, including arson attacks. Israel also severely restricted the Gaza fishing zone, a significant source of revenue for the beleaguered enclave, forcing Palestinian fishermen to remain within 3 nautical miles of the coast. Despite talk of an imminent truce in the Gaza Strip, around 5,000 Palestinian protesters once again gathered near the border with Israel on Friday for the weekly Hamas-backed March of Return demonstrations, with some rioters hurling rocks at soldiers and burning tires to create a smokescreen, while several attempted to infiltrate the border. Others launched balloons carrying pictures of so-called martyrs who had been killed by Israel. Hamas reported that 2 men were killed and around 250 injured, of which at least 25 were said hit by live fire. Meanwhile, an incendiary balloon launched from the strip sparked a fire near Kibbutz Be'eri. Firefighters were at the scene. The army is looking into reports that Israeli soldiers along the border with Lebanon on Tuesday targeted a Lebanese army patrol with smoke grenades, injuring 2 soldiers and sparking a large fire. Lebanese officials said an intelligence director patrol inspecting a piece of land near the town of Ramah was attacked by an enemy Israeli patrol. Protests continue against the nation-state law, which the Knesset passed with a 62-55 vote on July the 19th. The law enshrined Israel as the national home of the Jewish people and said the right to exercise national self-determination in the state of Israel is unique to the Jewish people. The legislation included no reference to the equality of all citizens, and it gave the Arabic language a lesser status than Hebrew. World Jewish Congress President Ronald Lauder on Monday strongly criticized the Israeli government, saying in an op-ed in the New York Times that the law poses a threat to the future of the Jewish people. Diaspora Affairs Minister Naftali Bennett on Wednesday hit back at the scathing criticism, branding Lauder's admonishment of the Israeli government over the legislation as audacious and preposterous. At last Saturday night's protests against the law in Tel Aviv, there were tens of thousands of demonstrators and several dozen Palestinian flags. Organisers asked the demonstrators not to bring flags to the protest. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lashed out at the protest last Sunday, criticising the presence of the Palestinian flags at it. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas met with Tabet Abu Ras of the Abraham Fund, Hatem Hassan, a Druze social activist, Nazir Majali, a journalist, Razem Khamesi, a professor at the University of Haifa, and Taleb El-Sana, a former member of the Knesset, at the PA presidential headquarters in Ramallah on Monday. All of them reported that Abbas stated that the Palestinian flag should not be hoisted in Tel Aviv. Hassan stated, he said we should not raise the Palestinian flag in Israel because it does not benefit us or advance the peace process. He also mentioned that it plays into the agenda of the right in Israel, which wants to delegitimize the protest against the nation-state law. Only 14% of Arab Israelis primarily identify as Palestinians, according to a poll published by the Israel Democracy Institute in November 2017. IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Gadi Eisenkot on Friday visited the tomb of Sheikh Amin Tarif, the Druze's holy place, in the northern Druze village and local council of Julis, ahead of the upcoming Eid al-Adha holiday, known as the Festival of Sacrifice. During the visit, Eisenkot met with representatives of the Druze community and its spiritual leader, Sheikh Mo'afat Tarif, as well as representatives of the Bedouin community. The Chief of Staff also met with Druze and Bedouin IDF officers during the visit and discussed the IDF's efforts to integrate the minority populations into the IDF rank. The Housing Cabinet on Monday approved the construction of several new towns in the Negev and Galilee. 20% of the units are earmarked for people with disabilities. Shibboleth in the southern Galilee will have a total of 350 units. Another 500 units will be built near Ofakim in the south. The town of Ir Ovot will be built in the Arava region of the Negev as part of the government's efforts to resettle the Bedouin minority in permanent housing. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu presented the cabinet with his 2030 security concept on Wednesday, which will add hundreds of millions of dollars to military spending and outlines the expected threats, military manpower needs, and principles for using the force over the next decade. Praising Israel's economy, Netanyahu said increased defense spending is needed to ensure further economic growth. The prime minister added, "The combination of our security and economic strengths will increase Israel's status as an asset in the eyes of other countries and therefore increase our diplomatic strength." The Attorney General's office will probe the recent detainment and questioning of a number of Israeli and foreign nationals by the Shin Bet Security Service as they enter Israel. The issue received prominent attention on Monday after Jewish-American journalist and Israeli government critic Peter Beinart said he was questioned on his political views upon arriving in the country for his niece's bat mitzvah. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned Beinart's detainment, calling it an administrative mistake, and a number of left-wing Israeli figures called for an investigation into Israel's apparent new policy of blacklisting liberal U.S. Jews. The family of Ahmed Mohammed Mohammed from Al-Fa, who was shot dead after attempting to stab a policeman in the Old City of Jerusalem on Friday, claimed that he is not a terrorist, but a sick individual with serious mental health issues. 42-year-old Chava Rosen was killed in the northern West Bank on Thursday night. Following a preliminary investigation, Yami said it was highly likely that the fatal crash was a hit-and-run incident rather than a terror attack. The driver fled the scene and was later spotted near the Palestinian village of Jit, where he turned himself into Palestinian Authority police. 40-year-old Staff Sergeant Alon Segev, who was filmed last Saturday hitting a member of the Tayush Jewish Arab Rights Group in the Hebron Hills area near the Pnei Hever settlement, has been removed from active duty in the IDF. The activists were escorting Palestinian residents on their way to their orchards to plough their crops. Segev grabbed a camera of one of the activists and hit him in the face. Israel's educational television channel has gone off the air after more than half a century of broadcasting shows like the Israeli version of Sesame Street, Rehov Sumsum. The station said in a message broadcast right before its closure, IETV is leaving you with sadness and love. Thank you to our loyal viewers who found a home with us that was warm, bright, enriching and full of humor. We gave our heart and soul to bring you valuable and quality programming. The station is set to be replaced by Kan Educational. And finally, sadly, Tami, believed to be the oldest hippopotamus in captivity, died on Thursday at the age of 59 in her sleep at Jerusalem's Biblical Zoo. She was found dead in the lake of the African-themed area where she lived. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio on the way from Jerusalem.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.